Apollo. If Artemis was silver, her twin Apollo was all gold. If Artemis was the moon, he was the sun. His radiant features captivated all who beheld them. His proportions and lineaments remain to this day the very ideal of a certain kind of male beauty. I say a certain kind, for Apollo was striking not only in his fair complexion, but in his beardless face and hairless chest, a rarity amongst Greeks or their gods. Like Jacob in the Bible, he was a smooth man, but no less manly for that. Apollo was lord of mathematics, reason, and logic. Poetry and medicine, knowledge, rhetoric, and enlightenment were his realm. In essence, he was the god of harmony. The idea that the base material world and its ordinary objects had divine properties and could resonate with the heavens, this was Apollonian. Whether expressed in the magical properties of squares, circles, and spheres, or in the perfect modulation and rhythms of a voice or a chain of reasoning. Even meaning and destiny themselves can be read in ordinary things if you have the gift. Apollo had it in abundance, allied to an inability ever to lie. This made him a natural choice for taking charge of oracles and prophecy, too. The python was sacred to him and the laurel. His particular animals were the dolphin and the white raven. How the python and the laurel became sacred, and how the raven turned from white to black, we shall discover. It would be a fool who mistook Apollo's golden beauty for a sign of weakness. He was a supreme archer, and when necessary, as fierce and fiery a warrior as any on Olympus. Like all his close relations, he was capable of cruelty, meanness, jealousy, and spite. Unusually for a god, he was worshipped by the Romans under his Greek name, without any alterations. Apollo was Apollo, wherever you went in the ancient world.